Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 343. Dr. Harmer's discoveries in the field of medicine will always be considered as a revolution. The fundamental principles called by him as the five biological laws of nature will definitely be reckoned as a paradigm shift in understanding the phenomena of health, disease and cure. Why the wildfire set by him is spreading slowly is because it is not so simple as saying that all diseases that affect a large number of people at the same time are due to viruses, or all diseases whose reasons are not known so far are due to genetic defects. Learning German new medicine requires acuity of intelligence to understand these fundamental principles. No laboratory findings will be supportive to confirm the application of the five biological laws in each and every medical condition. Even though failed in the field, the conventional medicine remains fighting to establish its immoral and anti-human theories dogmatically over the majority of the people who do not think rationally. Whether following conventional medical theories or alternative systems of medicine, one needs to start thinking rationally to appreciate Dr. Harmer, because the majority of the people are brainwashed to believe and follow the allopathic theories and methods to understand the phenomenon of disease. Why I thought in these lines before I started considering today's topic is because, as a medical practitioner, I happen to meet with innumerable or all cases wrongly approached and treated by the conventional medicine. This is only because in none of the medical institutions there is a machinery to measure the mind of the patient, the psyche and its conflicts, which are the real sources of the so-called diseases. Today's topic of discussion is one of the important tissues of the heart, the myocardium of the ventricles. After learning the significant biological special program of the ventricles, you will understand several medical conditions in a different manner than what the common man is taught about them by the conventional medicine. Myocardium is going to be the last organ we learn under the present category of organs controlled from both the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. That means the ventricular myocardium we take up for study today is its striated muscles part that is originated from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. We learned the smooth muscles or atrial part of it earlier under the organs derived from the endoderm and controlled from the midbrain. Let us learn more about the development and function of the myocardium of the ventricles. All of you know that the location of the heart is in the thoracic cavity between the two lungs. There is a close attachment of the base of the heart to the diaphragm. The pericardium gets an envelope for the heart to be held in place. The heart muscle is supplied with blood by the coronary arteries and coronary veins. Out of the four chambers of the heart, the upper two chambers are right and left atria, and the lower two, the right and left ventricles. The septum of the heart separates the two sides. The majority of the heart wall is made up of muscular tissue known as myocardium. It is a thick muscle layer covered outside by the inner part of the pericardium called epicardium and covered inside by the endocardium that lines also the heart cavities and the heart valves. It is the contraction of the myocardium that creates the force to initiate the blood flow through the blood vessels. Two ventricles have the important function of carrying the blood out of the heart. This is done by two circulations. In the pulmonary circulation, the oxygen-depleted blood from the right ventricle travels through the pulmonary artery to the lungs. And in the systemic circulation, the oxygen-rich blood is delivered from the left ventricle to all other organs through the aorta. The function of the atria is to receive the blood that returns to the heart. The right atrium receives deoxygenated blood from the superior and inferior vena cavae, whereas the left atrium receives oxygenated blood from both the lungs through the pulmonary veins. The blood that is received in the atria are emptied into the respective ventricles. It is the function of the heart valves positioned within the chambers of the heart to open and close so that the blood is allowed to flow in one direction only. Tomorrow we will discuss more about the ventricular myocardium of the heart and its SBS. Please stay tuned to get the Global GNM Health Tips daily. Wishing you the best, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.